I had seen, I go to the library sometimes to just look for ideas. Like, I almost think of them as like a puzzle where you can just rearrange things in your brain a little bit. And right. I had seen this book called John Dies at the End. And I was like, that's amazing. I love that title because it just gives it away. And it weirdly makes you want to read it more because you're kind of like, well, how, you
right.
know?
Right.
And so I had seen that and wrote it down. And I was like, there's got to be a way to make that into a song. And as they often do, one day I was driving, doing, like, not thinking about that at all, and all of a sudden, We Break Up in the End, it popped in my head, and I was like, oh, man, that's really, really cool to me. And I wrote this song with John Knight and Chase McGill, and Chase is like my brother in songwriting. We have had a lot of cuts together and write all the time, and it's probably like the second time. It was one of the earlier times I'd written with John. It wasn't the second, probably like fourth or fifth. And so I had that title, but I knew it was an emotional, I wanted it to be very real
yes.
and honest song. And so I know not everybody's always down to do that, but for some reason that morning I felt super compelled to throw it out. And so I like set the whole thing up. I was like, I saw this book called John Dies at the End. And John and I was like, we can't write that. And I was like, wait a minute. I was like, no, I mean, what if we wrote a song called We Break Up in the End? And John was looking down. I'll never forget it. And he looked back up at me and was like, I want to write that right now. And I don't want us to think about it. I just want us to tell the truth
right.
and really go there. Uh-huh. And we wrote the song so fast, probably in like an hour and a half.
Wow.
Yeah, and I had gone through a breakup that, you know, recent in that time, that there was a lot of that, like the whole first verse of like the shuffleboard and stuff, because we had met in Losers, which is like a popular bar here, and they have a shuffleboard table. And Chase and I always joke whenever we write songs about a bar, we're like, in our heads, we're like, why are we always in Losers? Like, I always just picture Losers. I don't know why that is. And so it was just a really cool day because after we wrote it, we were just like, man, I think we really wrote something that means something, you know, and you know how it is. You don't feel like that every day. And
right.
I remember wondering, you know, in a format that is very up-tempo driven, I was like, man, I hope our publishers like this at all. And my publishers are amazing and have great taste in music. But, you know, it's funny sometimes things people react to. And so, but it was crazy when we all turned it in. All of our publishers were like, guys, this is amazing.
Right.